it'll actually be a miracle if we don't lose some structures and some homes in here.
Mandatory evacuation orders in effect as thousands race to escape the flames.
All the streetlights around, there's ashes everywhere.
The Sylmar fire, it's called the Creek Fire, 10 to 15 homes damaged or destroyed.
When Shawana and her kids were evacuated due to the Creek Fire near Sylmar, she didn't know if any of her things would survive the fire. Her children's birth certificates, her cash from her job, everything that she owned to her name was left, but we wanted to move them into an apartment, so we did. And then again, they were evacuated because of the El Cerrito fire. I'm just so relieved and so grateful to the Rams that we can provide them with this holiday experience.
Two of our players, Robert Quinn and Tavon Austin, they're fully furnishing this whole apartment for a single mother and her six children. They're at the zoo right now having an outing, and when they come back, stuff that they might not ever think that they would have, they're about to have as soon as they walk through their door.
Always been a community type of guy, just because where I came from, you know, a lot of people never really did it, you know? So I always told myself, if I had the opportunity, I will do it, you know, and I ain't just a person who's going to talk about it. And so I'm just glad I'm in this position, and I can, you know, give some things and, you know, make some people happy and make some families happy. So I just like seeing them smile. So that's the main thing why I do it.
On the first second he asked me, I didn't hesitate to help out a family. I believe when you're blessed tremendously, you should figure out a way to bless others. So, I'm just trying to do my part.
The last couple of months have been sad. Depressed, feeling displaced, not knowing what's gonna happen next. But I'm so thankful that you guys came today. You guys just don't know how big of a blessing that was for me and my kids. That was the biggest gift ever. At first I thought it was a joke. Like it was like Ashton Kutcher was gonna come out somewhere. But then reality hit me, and I'm like, oh my God, they're really in my house. To see the smile on my kid's face, and for my son to scream like he did out of excitement, was the best dream that a mom can ever have. And I want to continue to have that for my children from this day forward.